You're watching the Chronicles of Aquaman. Stay tuned. Hello, my name is Arthur Curry, and I am the King of Atlantis. Last time on the Chronicles of Aquaman. Later that night in Jerry Crawford's apartment. Now that I know that Aquaman is awake, I can take his trident back and wield the power of Atlantis.
As Arthur woke up from his slumber at 8 a.m., his phone started shaking violently and ringing. He answered it. It was his friend Lily.
Arthur? Arthur, is that you? Arthur, could you come down to my house in Mexico?
Sure. When?
Now, please, Arthur.
Like today?
Yes, Arthur, please. I'm just sitting here by myself. Little Aunt Lily's just by herself here. Please, Arthur, please.
Okay, Aunt Lily.
Then Arthur took a flight down to Devil's Peak, Mexico, to see his Aunt Lily.
Oh, Arthur, it's so nice to see you. Haven't seen you since you were a little whippersnapper.
It's nice to see you too, Aunt Lily.
Arthur, I'd like you to meet my housemaid, Daisy.
Why, hello, Arthur. I have heard so many bad, good things about you.
Arthur, Daisy, and Aunt Lily then drove back to Aunt Lily's house. Then,
Arthur, after I take your things to your room, can I get you a cup of sweet old tea?
No, I'm more of a coffee guy.
This place sure is strange, but it's Aunt Lily's home.
There is nothing strange here. How dare you? We live in a beautiful old home with a sweet, sweet cat named Nucci.
Nucci? Is that a wine?
How dare you? It is a family name passed on to our sweet kitty.
Sounds like a wine to me. Speaking of wine, you got any good ones, Cabernet?
We only drink tea here.
Okay, creepy lady.
There's a lot of creepy dead animals on these walls. But still, it's Aunt Lily's home, so I guess it's A-okay.
Aunt Lily, can I use your bathroom?
No, Sugar Plum. That is private in there.
Aunt Lily, you know it's a bathroom, right? It's for everyone.
Not that bathroom. You can go to the downstairs one.
Why not that bathroom?
For personal reasons. Arthur, please go to your room.
You can't tell me to go to my room.
Yes, I can. I'm your aunt. Now, Arthur, go to your room.
No.
Okay, Arthur. You didn't go to your room, so you're grounded.
But I am the king of the sea. How can I be attached to ground?
No, Arthur. You are stuck in your room.
Oh. Okay, Aunt Lily. That's not fair. Aunt Lily grounded me. You know what? I'm gonna break out of this room and go in the bathroom I'm not supposed to go into. I wonder what's in there.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Ah, Daisy, where'd you come from?
I'm always watching.
You're creepy. My aunt's weird. You guys make a perfect combo.
Oh, the things you don't really know.
Creepy, as I said.
Bye-bye.
What's that supposed to mean?
Then Arthur broke down the door of his new room. Bang! Then he ran downstairs to the bathroom that no one was supposed to go into. It had many locks and chains on it. So then Arthur picked up his trident and smashed them all. When Arthur tried turning the knob on the door, he got electrocuted. He was electrified. This was not good. Arthur was in a predicament. How would he get through the door without Aunt Lily noticing? Then Arthur screamed for Daisy.
Daisy!
You're on your own, Arthur.
Daisy, I'm gonna strangle you.
I think someone will get to you first, Arthur. Just a thought.
You're creepy, as I said before.
Then Arthur used his abilities and summoned an army of turtles to knock down the door. The turtles tried and tried, but they couldn't do it. Then Aunt Lily came down the stairs and saw Arthur trying to knock down the door.
Arthur, honey, what are you doing?
I'm just trying to go to the bathroom.
In the bathroom I told you not to go in?
Yes.
Oh, well, in that case, you'll get it.
Then Aunt Lily somehow, miraculously, opened the door to the bathroom, and inside was a supervillain outfit.
Aunt Lily was a supervillain. She put the costume on. It was black with a few streaks of purple, with a mask that looked like a bat.
She said, "Arthur, something I haven't told you is I'm not just your old Aunt Lily. I'm the Mockingbird, the Mexican supervillain."
"Aunt Lily, I will stop you."
"Sure, Arthur. Sugar, can you go and fetch me a cage for Arthur Daisy?"
"Why, yes, my pleasure."
"Thanks, Shugs."
Then Daisy came back with a cage big enough to fit an elephant in.
"Is this too small?"
"That's just right, Sugar. Now we'll put Arthur in there and sell him to the highest bidder."
"Aunt Lily, I do not want to fight you, but I have to."
Then Aquaman picked up his trident and slammed it on the floor. Suddenly, huge waves started crashing from all sides of the house. Then Aunt Lily summoned thousands of many kinds of birds.
Caw-caw, caw-caw, brrr, caw-caw, caw-caw, brrr, caw-caw, caw-caw, brrr.
The birds all attacked Aquaman, and Aquaman fell to the ground in pain. But then Aquaman sent another wave at all the birds. Then Aunt Lily shot a 20-foot-tall crow at Arthur.
Caw-caw, caw-caw.
Aquaman was on the ground defenseless without his trident because the crow knocked it out of his hand. Aunt Lily then was about to shoot a whole thing of mockingbirds at Aquaman until, bang! Daisy whacked a crowbar over Aunt Lily's head.
"Take that!"
"Thank you so much. How can I repay you?"
"Easy. Just take me to your fabulous world."
We live in the same world.
I meant your kingdom.
You mean you want to go to Atlantis?
I sure do. Do they serve tea there?
I guess. I'll arrange a boat to pick you up, and then we'll go out there
in the middle of the sea and drop you off in Atlantis. Okay? I will also alert Atlantis that you are coming, so you have permission to enter. Thank you so much for your kindness, Daisy.
Thank you, Arthur.
No problem.
Ben Arthur took the next flight back to Maine. Everything was great for Arthur and Daisy, but not for Aunt Lily. Later that night when she woke up,
Daisy knocked me out so that Arthur could live. I will kill Arthur and Daisy if it is the last thing I do.
Aquaman, all the logos, images, and characters are trademarks of DC Comics. The podcast is not sponsored or affiliated with DC Comics, Warner Bros., or TV.